You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
So I will give now the floor to Maria Victoria De Marzi. Maria Victoria is a research fellow at the Universidad Nacional de Rosario and the Universidad Nacional de General Sarmiento. And she will present us a study on the consolidation of the empresas recuperadas, that is the recuperated business in Argentina. Maria Victoria, you can have up to 20 minutes, but not more than this.
Okay, thank you. Good morning. Thank you very much for inviting me to share our research here with you. I would like to present just a part of my PhD thesis. So I would like to talk about the consolidation phase of the initiatives of social and solidarity economy. The paper I am presenting undertakes a comparative analysis of two Argentinian regained factories. I know that many of you are familiar with regained factories or recovered enterprises, that is, enterprises gone bankrupt and then recovered by their own workers and recovered and managed by their own workers. So let me start saying that after almost two decades since the first steps in the regaining factories were taken in Argentina, it is of our special concern to analyze and characterize processes that have managed to remain strong and relatively stable. Therefore, we will be focusing on the consolidation phase of the regaining processes. At this point, I would like us to pay attention to two conceptual and empirical constructions of my PhD thesis. The first one refers to the definition of the object of study as the regaining enterprises processes. So I am not interested in the enterprise or the factory as an economic unit, but in the process of regaining, recovering, and managing the enterprise or the company or the business by their own workers. The second thing of my definitions is that I'm focusing on the consolidation phase, as I said before, understood as a moment in which each process acquires certain steadiness and is able to reproduce on their own basis. So I am not talking about the consolidation in the common sense of joining together a group of companies, but in the meaning of making a position stronger and more likely to continue. In this sense, I am talking about the sustainability of the processes, but I would like to be clear with this point. In this opportunity, in this paper, I am not analyzing the systemical sustainability or an ecological sustainability. I'm just talking about the sustainability of the processes on their own. So, considering this, focusing on the consolidation phase leads us to the question of the condition for that consolidation, which means the continuance of the recovering processes for more than 10 years. Is it enough to achieve the consolidation of that processes? Anticipating a negative answer, because we think that just the passing of time is not enough to consolidate the processes, we have formulated three aspects of the consolidation: the economic, the organizational, and the political consolidation. This aspect, in our opinion, make up a better idea of what we mean by the consolidation phase, and that's why we wish to share and go through this definition today with you. First, I would say very briefly that the economic consolidation refers to a moment in which production, employment, and income acquire certain steadiness. Understood in this way, the economic consolidation provides security, assurance, and certainty to the process. However, it should be noted that in a market economy, security and certainty are special, relative, and temporary, and so the consolidation phase. Moving on to the organizational consolidation, I would like to say that it implies some regular practices and decisions that become a routine and are institutionalized. It is a period of time in which steadiness becomes more predominant than the initial times of the regaining processes. finally, during the consolidation phase, a particular course or direction for the organization becomes predominant, while the beginning of the recovery process implies the development of collective action of struggle and resistance. The consolidation states the end of the heroic phase in certain manner and the predominance of a particular perspective or direction for the organization. So it doesn't imply the end of the alternatives, but the predominance of one alternative, the hegemonic alternative that could change, of course, with the passing of times and the process. So in this manner, we can talk about a political consolidation. In our opinion, these three aspects that I summarize in here, the organizational, the economic, and the political consolidation, refer to the sustainability of the process, as I said before, and the normalization and institutionalization of new social and labor relations. At this point, I would like to be clear. I'm saying that institutionalization of new social and labor relations, but actually, is the institutionalization of social and labor relations. And we are wondering if they are new relations or they are recovering and regaining and revisiting wage-labor relations. So that is one of the questions of our research. So let's move on to some research questions. I will leave the slide there to continue quite quickly with the second part of the presentation, because a question of time, I will leave the questions there, because the second part of the presentation refers to the specific characteristic of the consolidation phase in the two analyzed cases. So let me start with a brief presentation of the first case, that is the worker cooperative Milojas. It's a cooperative dedicated to the manufacture of pasta, dust discs for pies, and another product of the food industry. The recovery process of the Milojas cooperative and the creation of the cooperative, the worker cooperative, began in the year 2000 following the bankruptcy of the previous pasta factory, also called Milojas Limited Liability Company. The recovery process also took place because of the decision and the conviction of the workers to continue with the activity and the enterprise by their own means. With that purpose, 15 former employees of the limited liability company occupied and recovered the factory and their jobs and created the worker cooperative. Well, moving on to the economic consolidation, we can say that the competitiveness of the brand was the main economic strategy defined from the beginning of the recovery process. To achieve this competitiveness, efforts were made to reduce cost and to preserve, in certain manner, quality of the product. Therefore, from the beginning, the aim was to recover the leading position of the brand into the markets. This economic strategy was reflected internally in the reintroduction and intensification of commercial and market criteria to organize the company. This is related to the organizational consolidation, because the consolidation in that sense implies the recovery of some disciplines in the organizational arrangement, from the previous enterprise. So workers recovered routines and disciplines from the previous experience as wage-labor relationships. Those routines and disciplines were supposed to provide a reliable framework to organize the enterprise. Some decisions, were taken with that direction, so I am summarizing some of those decisions. For example, production was organized through non-rotative roles and functions, deepening the existing division of labor. Second, some positions were created for those responsible of controlling liaison productions, and a differential wage, that is, upper wages, were established for those working in those positions and for the members of the administrative board of the cooperative. Third, or fourth, I don't know, management was increasingly disengaged from production, causing a great rift between front and back, and actually workers in the interviews, identified two differential areas in the factory: front, dedicated to administrative activities and management, and BAC dedicated predominantly to production. Finally, a very important decision was the continuance of the wage labor relation between the cooperative and the employees. The 15 founding partners, as I told you before, remained as the only associates to the cooperative, and the more than 60 jobs created during the recovery process are performed by employees. Some of those employees are working in a new enterprise created by Milojas. It's a limited liability company created and owned by the cooperative Milojas, and it was created to deal with the restrictions and limits of the cooperative law in Argentina that says that worker cooperatives must not have employees for more than a trial period of 3 months. So they created a new limited liability company to work and produce for Miloja with under employment relations. The other strategy was to have employees working on the Miloja's building, working on loan from a temp agency. So those are some of the decisions taken referring to the organizational consolidation of the process. And finally, going on to the political consolidation, I can say that while in the early beginning of the cooperative, tensions and conflict took place in endless meetings and assemblies with the continuance of the process and its consolidation, those different positions lost predominance. So in such a manner, the market and commercial criteria was internalized and the organizational and political discussion as a reducing, in our opinion, of the participation power. So tensions and confrontation tensions were losing place, driving on to the drowsiness in such a manner of the political life of the cooperative. Well, I would like to introduce now the second case, that is the cooperative UST, that stands for Unión Solidaria de Trabajadores. It is a cooperative dedicated, UST is dedicated to the maintenance services of green areas and sanitary engineering. The creation of the worker cooperative UST and the beginning of the recovery process took place in the year 2003. In that moment, the company SUSA, owned by Grupo Techin, I know many of you know Grupo Techin, decided to abandon the activity of post-closure maintenance of a landfill. It is a Villa Dominico, near Buenos Aires, landfill. So this is not a case of bankruptcy, but a case of abandonment of the Techin Group of a contract agreement with the public enterprises dedicated to the solid waste management. So in that opportunity, when Techin abandoned the activity, workers decided to create a worker cooperative to continue by their own means with that activity. And they also defined a strategic plan for 20 years. That was the period of time, 20 years was the period of time that the landfill of Villa Dominico had to receive maintenance services. So the main condition for the long-term strategy was to obtain the concession for the maintenance of the landfill. After hard negotiation with SEAMSE, that is the public enterprise in charge of the solid waste management, the cooperative achieved a one-year contract and then longer contract for 3 and 5 years. Respectively. Such contractual agreement, in our opinion, allowed the cooperative to regularize their income, withdrawal of workers, they could make plan investment to stop renting machines, and besides, they could intensify its contribution with the local community and neighborhoods. They had a lot of activities oriented to the welfare of the community. They created a sports center for children and adolescents. They implement public programs of literacy programs, solidarity banking. They have a radio program and a newspaper for the community. And a lot of activities, as I said, oriented to the welfare of the community. So in this sense, in our opinion, although SEAMSE contract that contract undermines the autonomy of the cooperative, because in such a manner there is a dependent relationship. In the consolidation process, that contract worked as a shield that sheltered the cooperative to the market logic, reducing risk and uncertainty in certain manner also. That worker could define their own criteria and time frames to organize the enterprise, just not just to improve working conditions, but also living conditions. This is related to the organizational consolidation. I will just make a brief presentation of some criteria, some important criteria built by their workers to organize the enterprise. Thank you very much. First, related to income distribution, they created an income table to give value to each individual's contributions in terms of two main categories. The first one refers to the worker commitment to the jobs related to the job performance, and the second one to the worker commitment to the community and the solidarity project of the cooperative. Second, the community activities, as I told you before, were included as part of the objectives of the cooperative, and they assigned part of the surplus to that purpose. Third, they created the worker category would-be partner, in Spanish, the aspirantes a socios, that is a transitional position for those workers under an employment contract that after a trial period would be associated to the cooperative. So this is another alternative. As I told you before, Milo has created a new enterprise, a new limited liability company to produce for Milojas, and they created a worker category would be partner, just a transitional position for those workers that would be associated. There are two different ways of dealing with the cooperative law restriction and the trial periods, the short trial period of the worker cooperative. Finally, going on to the political consolidation, we can say that though positions and opinions of members of the administrative board are predominant, other positions are present in assemblies. So tensions and confrontations between different groups of workers remind us that there are other alternatives. So I think that the importance of this is that tensions and confrontations and conflict reminds that politics is alive as a tool for decision making and also as a way to contract the goals of the group. So to conclude, finally, I would like to say that both processes have consolidated, but each process leads to different manners of recovering factories, enterprises, and has different consequences in terms of the consolidation of the social and solidarity economy. One refers to the regaining and recovering a lost job and a lost role within an established structure. So it is the recovering sometimes of disciplines and routines and institutions from the former experience under wage labor relationships. The other one opened the possibility to appropriating the capabilities of actions and decisions and to the potential of creating new institutions and developing new practices within the workplace. In relation to the economic consolidation, I would like to say that we note that the smaller the pressure of the market competition, the greater the possibility of building organizational and management structure, so the greater the distance of the new economic organization to the previous enterprise. Related to the organizational consolidation, we have observed that the greater the more and more diverse the scope of the workers' participation, the fewer the inequalities, fewer hierarchies and asymmetries between decision makers and production workers. In relation to the consolidation of the political strategy, I think that the lower the apathy about the direction of the organization, the greater the chances of building alternative paths and the possibility of adapting the organization to adverse conditions, given the greater commitment of workers involved. As I said from the beginning of the presentation, I am talking about the consolidation or the sustainability of the processes, but not talking and not analyzing the meso sustainability in terms of Coracio. So I'm leaving this for other papers and other works. I'm just talking about the consolidation of the process. And last but not least, we believe that the novelty attribute of recovering processes lies in the possibility of getting free from some market requests in order to build up their own way of managing and organizing their jobs. If that were possible, making their own, build up their own way of managing, the process would gain greater autonomy, and so do the economic unit and the workers. Therefore, we can say that the enterprise recovery process are initiatives that can, but not necessarily do, open spaces to limit the market as a mechanism for economic and social coordination. That's the radical nature of this process depends on that, in our opinion. Thank you very much for your attention.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unrs.org. Thank you for listening.